From GPB News, this is On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea and for Celeste Headley. On today's show, we're going to get a preview of this weekend's Music Midtown Festival in Atlanta. We're going to add some more songs to our Georgia playlist. That's coming up. But first, earlier this week, we spent an hour talking about music from Macon and listened back to our conversation with Greg Allman.
Rock and roll was born in the South. And saying Southern rock is just like saying rock. I mean, rock is Southern.
We wanted to hear some of your favorite songs sung by Macon musicians. Here are your first thoughts.
This is Deborah Hardigree calling from Arnoldsville, Georgia. One of my favorite Allman Brothers songs is Blue Sky. It's just such a happy song. It makes me feel happy, and you have to dance when you hear it.
This is Edwina Thornton. One of my favorite, it's an instrumental, Little Martha by Duane Allman. And I love the fact that in the song, you can hear him breathe, and the intensity of the music is just phenomenal. And it shows our great Southern guitarist that we all love.
Great tune, Little Martha. We always want to know what you think. Call us at 404-500-9457. That's 404-500-9457. We're on Twitter at OST Talk, or you can post to facebook.com/onsecondthoughtradio, and we might feature your comments on the show.
Oh, 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 I'm boring, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm boring, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Music Midtown returns for its sixth year at Piedmont Park in Atlanta this weekend. That was 21 Pilots, one of the acts on the bill for the two-day festival. It's changed a lot since it was founded in 1994. This year's lineup includes a noticeably younger cast of artists like 21 Pilots, dead mouse. Also Kesha. Kesha's back. Ooh. Peter Conlon is co-founder of Music Midtown and is president of Live Nation Atlanta, which produces the festival. He joins me now. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
So you founded this festival back in 1994 with Alex Cooley. Alex Cooley passed away sadly last year. Remind us, what was your original idea for this?
Well, it was really Alex. I mean, he came to see me one day and said, I want to do a festival. And if anybody, or again, if anybody knew Alex's history, that back in the 60s and 70s, he did very large festivals when you could. You know, the International Pop Festival in 69, you know.
Woodstock of the South.
Well, it actually was better than Woodstock because, one, it actually made money and they never lost control of it. It's just we didn't have any press down here like they did in New York, so they didn't cover it. But it was pretty phenomenal for him to pull it off. And that was actually his first event he ever did as a promoter. He started big. But basically, it was hard after that to do them. The cities and municipalities, I mean, even that one was a fight, turned against him, so they kind of went away. And then he decided that the new way to do it would be an urban-based festival, mm-hmm. and he wanted to try one, and he just came in and said, look, let's do it. Very short fuse. I felt we should wait a year. He didn't want to, and we threw the first one together pretty quickly.
The festival went on a six-year hiatus in 2005 because of declining ticket sales, rising costs. What were the lessons that you learned during that interregnum?
Well, it really wasn't those factors particularly. It was a lack of cooperation.
Ah.
You know, the city at that time, the leadership was very pro-neighbor, very anti-event. And I just felt that the atmosphere was just too much of a struggle because these events are very risky. They're a lot of work, and unless you have a lot of cooperation. And then I decided to try it again because we had a very smart mayor who understood the benefit culturally and financially of these things and who was going to be supportive and has been.
So you say the political climate changed with regard to big, large outdoor concert events. How has the economic climate changed? Is the festival economy better?
It's, you know, it got real crowded the last few years. I don't know if you've seen a lot of festivals canceled this year because everybody just thought they'd try one and it's not that easy. They're very expensive. You know, the margins are pretty tight. You know, at the end of the day, you're victim to people's, you know, decisions on whether to buy a ticket or not, and then also weather, you know, being a big factor. But since we started in 94, the main change has been the cost of talent, which has gone through the roof.
Probably because talent can't make money making records anymore, so they've got to make money touring, right?
Yeah, back in the 90s and 80s, the bands made around 90% of their income on records, and they toured to promote those records. Nowadays, they make about 90% of their income on touring and about 10% on the recording.
Can't blame them. Listeners, we'd love to hear from you. Are you going to go to Music Midtown this weekend? What do you think about the lineup? Who do you want to see? Tweet us at OST Talk or join our conversation happening at facebook.com/onsecondthoughtradio. My guest is Peter Kunlun. He is the co-founder of Music Midtown. He's president of Live Nation Atlanta, which is putting on the festival in Piedmont Park. Let's go into this year's lineup. As we mentioned before, some noticeably younger acts on the bill than previous years. Is this intentional?
Yeah. Last year, we were a little too old, I think. There's a reluctance on older fans to come to festival situations if there's a younger crowd. So this year we really did skew younger.
But older fans have money for it to go to a festival. It's, you know, it's a great value this ticket is, but what is it, $135? I mean, that's an expense.
Yeah. I mean, it's I think the most reasonably priced festival in the country for the value, but older fans are much more comfort oriented. And don't really want to stand for a long time or walk around.
They need expensive amenities.
Yeah, and they also, they don't want to be around younger fans. So when you mix the two groups,
today. It
doesn't work as well. So if you want to do a festival, just a bunch of older acts for older people will work, but you can't mix the acts up.
Okay. I want to play two clips of tape back-to-back for you. This is we spoke to some people in Atlanta about their thoughts on this year's headliners. Morgan Smith is from Conyers, Georgia. She wanted to go to Music Midtown last year to see Drake, but did not, and doesn't plan to go this year. Let's listen.
I don't know. The lineup is just different. I think it probably will appeal to older people who are probably, like, maybe in their 40s, who know who the Killers are.
Ouch. For all of the older millennials, I say ouch. Now, here's one clip here from Casey from Dallas, Texas. She says that she would go to Music Midtown but has to work.
Well, Beck's going too, and I really like Beck. So, but yeah, the lineup, it's good. Leon Bridges is going to be there.
There's a young person who likes the older acts. That's nice. So, look, highly unscientific sample, Peter, but do you, in looking at your ticket sales, do you think that this year's lineup is succeeding in its intended effect of reaching a younger audience?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't understand the first comment. I mean, she wanted to go to Drake, but she didn't go. I mean, okay.
Point taken.
And the Killers, I mean, they're the only act that you could say might have a little more of an adult, but if you look at all the other acts, 21 Pilots, et cetera, they're very young. So it is not appealing to an older audience at all, but it's a good mix of all types of music and very current acts at the same time. If you look at the overall layout of acts, it's a very strong, and it may be one of our strongest lineups.
GPB's Ricky Bevington spoke with Bill Doors. He runs the music blog Hissing Lawns, and Bill told her that the Music Midtown ticket price really is a good deal. Let's listen.
$135 seems like a bargain to me, but I will say that most music festivals in that regard seem like bargains. When you start parsing the price, they're almost always bargains, I think.
Peter, you can just say amen if you want.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at a lot of the artists, you know, we just had 21 Pilots play Gwinnett a month or so back. You'll pay $65 for one act, maybe more.
Right.
I think ours is more reasonable than other festivals because a lot of festivals are $250, $350 for the weekend. So given that same philosophy, we're even more of a bargain.
We're talking to Peter Kunlun. He's co-founder of Music Midtown, happening in Piedmont Park. Peter, Atlanta's music festival scene has been growing since you started this back in the 90s. You got the Shaky Knees, Tomorrow World. Are you concerned about competition, people flooding the market?
No. There's most things fine. They're level, and no one's been as successful as we are. And a lot of festivals this year are actually, if you've seen them go away, like Tomorrowland, that just couldn't find a niche. So it's a competitive business, but Music Midtown is Music Midtown.
How do you see it evolving into the future? What do you want it to be?
You know, Alex always wanted it to kind of embody current music. You know, he really wanted, which we still try to do, is open people up to other acts they might not see. I mean, the point is you come and you buy a ticket because you're a huge fan of 21 Pilots, but then during the day you get to see Leon Bridges or Big Boy and you become a fan. So it's really been trying to educate people to all genres at the same time. It's why, you know, a lot of festivals are all the same type music, and it's why ours has always been very eclectic.
Who are you looking forward to seeing most?
I like The Killers. I like 21 Pilots, Leon Bridges, The Coat Hangers, Group Love. I mean, there's a lot of different acts I want to see.
Yeah. What's it like being present at a festival like this when you're the guy in charge? I mean, can you pay attention to the music, or is it just nonstop stress?
No, I have, you know, the reason this thing's successful is I think, the best people in the business working with me. We have an incredible production team, a great marketing team. You know, we've been down there in meetings all week, laying out how we do things. Usually I'm going around just seeing things and available if there's any questions, but it's not like crisis management or anything, no.
So tell us about the advantages or disadvantages of doing this festival in Atlanta. What are the dynamics that are particular to the city?
We don't have a lot of green space here. I mean, the park is relatively small compared to other cities' parks. That's always a challenge. We have limited mass transit compared to other cities, and that's somewhat of an issue. We've been a little too neighbor-oriented in past years, although that seems to be getting a little better, where people realize the greater good. You know, this festival generates over $50 million a year in economic benefit for the city. And I think cities define really culturally by what happens there. There should be things going on here every week like there are in Chicago and New York. So those are, you know, kind of the challenges. The benefit is it's always been a great music city. Alex started doing shows here in the 60s and really brought music to the South at a time when it was very unpopular to do rock music here. He had to fight all the powers that be. Now we take it for granted because those same acts are on Nike commercials. But in those days, you know, they were undermining America's youth.
Yeah. Well, Peter Conlin is the co-founder of Music Midtown. He's president of Live Nation Atlanta. And when does the festival start?
Tomorrow at noon.
All right. Fantastic. Good luck with it and have a great weekend.
Thank you.